Three regional forestry field days will be coming up in October. USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service in Alabama, the Alabama Natural Resources Council, Alabama State Tree Farm Committee, and other conservation partners are sponsoring these field days to promote forest stewardship. NRCS State Staff Forester Tim Albritton says these events are an excellent opportunity for landowners to learn more, including programs to help those with longleaf pine restoration.
We've got a lot of partners joining forces with us, promoting longleaf as a priority species, and a lot of different agencies and associations and NGOs kind of spreading the word that this is a species that brings to the table a lot of benefits, and it's been successful. We've gotten a lot of private landowners excited about it, planting longleaf and now managing them.
Forest lands cover more than 210 million acres in the southeastern part of our country. There are 21 million acres of forest in Alabama alone, and over 95% of those are privately owned.
We have technical assistance that we offer through multiple agreements with the National Wild Turkey Federation, with the different forestry commissions across the region. So we have other partners and folks working with us to provide technical assistance. We also still have adequate funding in the EQIP program for longleaf initiative and for management of existing stands such as prescribed burning.
And Albritton invites landowners to attend one of the three regional forestry field days. The first one is coming up in North Alabama, October 2nd at the Burgess Farm in Colbert County. Then in Central Alabama, one will be held October 9th at the Charles Home property in Perry County. Then October 16th, one will be held in South Alabama at the Newman property in Coffee County. If you'd like to learn more information, just go to the Alabama NRCS website. That's al.nrcs.usda.gov. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.